Now study. So we sing hymn 356. But we sing it until the end of Book of Romans. Brother, sing first verse. Sister, second, and third. Everybody, brother first. We know that there's a future glory. We should have hope of the future glory. Please read Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. Handy, would you please read?
24. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For when a man seeth, why not forget what is
for? Verse 25.
But if we hope for what we see not, then we with patience wait for it.
So there are two points over here. You want to, looking forward to the future glory, you need to continue hoping of the future glory. Can anybody define what is hope? To me, hope is the light of the eyes, my personal understanding of hope. Hope is the light of the eyes. A lot of time, we are very disappointed. We did not see the light in the tunnel. Many people are very depressed. But suddenly they are able to see a light you have a way to go out. The same token, no? You have faith, what's the foundation? Now, you have hope toward the future. The hope is the extension power of faith. You have faith, but you need to read somewhere, you need extension power. Extension power. Zhang Li. Hope is the extension power to what we are looking for. I think that is hope. Now, when you have hope, you shall be patient. Waiting patient. I know some of you are thinking about marriage. But again, the good thing always comes to those who wait for the right time. If you taste it right now, you are going to ruin everything. If you cannot wait for the future glory, you want to indulge your own desire on earth, then it's not going to be future glory, it's going to be future darkness. That's why we need to wait patiently. We need to wait. Now, you know what? For this hope of glory, God did not leave us here and just tell you, it's just hope, right? Actually, God gave us a lot of help. In Romans chapter 8, talk about actually Holy Spirit help us and God himself help us. Let's read chapter 8, verse 26. Chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. 26 and 27, Angela.
26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that we do not expect.
27.
And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with the gospel.
So we can see in this journey of life, we are very weak. Because we are still of his flesh. I know some of you are still very struggle, right? A lot of time you come here, you feel like you sin against God, or you have a great soul, you do not know how to pray. Huh? But even though you do not know how to pray, you know that you pray in tongue. Actually, tongue utter all kind of mystery for you. You do not know what it was talking about. Huh? But it will intercede for you. Sometimes cry for you. Very interesting, huh? There's a preacher who are coming to one of the NYTS. And because I was helping the administration work at that time, and after the prayer he told me, he said, for some reason in this NYTS, every time I pray for students, I shed tears. I do not know what's going on with their life, right? But I know those students are very struggling, are in struggle. So you can see the Holy Spirit sometimes will move you to tears, even though you do not know why. But when you pray for someone, the tear just flows. You pray for you. You know what? A lot of time, when you are in great agony, you do not know how to say in words. I don't know if any one of you lost your parents, yeah? I hope not. Anybody lost your parents? You do, some of you do, lost your parents. A lot of times, if you know, especially when you are young, very young, right, you lost your parents, you really do not know how to pray. Like a young wife in her 30, 40 years of age, suddenly lost her husband, really, she did not know how to pray. But in the prayer, Holy Spirit will search into your heart and pray for you and comfort you. That's how Holy Spirit is. A lot of times, We are very suffering. So, brethren, you know, speaking in tongues is not only a mysterious thing, it's a great edification. It will keep building up. I told you in the past, I plant tomato trees, right? Did I tell you this? I plant tomato trees, right? At the very beginning, I do not know how to plant it. I plant it under the roof, this extending out of the roof. I plant it under the roof. But over there, the sunshine is not there. The dew cannot help it. So the tomato cannot grow very well. And then I plant it to a place where there is sunshine and dew. It grows very beautifully. Now, why? We do not know how dew edify that plant. But we know that dew and sunshine really edify that plant. So the fruit becomes very strong. The same thing now. We do not know how Holy Spirit edify us. But every time we pray in tongue, you do not know what is going on, but it will edify you. And try to teach you. There's an elder, once upon a time, he said an interesting analogy that really, I was really shocked, and it is very true. Huh? He says that, do you have this kind of experience that, you know, you go to school, right? In a month, like school, there's a break, in a month, all the fellow class schoolmates, you can identify one of them is your friend. You have this experience. Like thousands of classmates was in the field, but far away you can identify that is my friend, my pal. Right? You have this experience. The same thing you say after you pray and pray, actually you are getting familiar with God or with God's will. But you do not know, huh? Even though you don't know the will of God, you flip to the Bible. There are thousands of Bible verses inside. Later, your eyes will read up to that verse. Your eyes will lock on that verse as if the Lord tell you, this is your best friend at this time. Oh. This is how Holy Spirit edify you. A lot of time, you do not know what to do or how to do. Keep praying. He will intercede for you. And this indecision is according to the will of God. So sometimes you feel like, oh man, I think about wrong things, HTS, right? Many students, when they first time to kneel down and pray, they say that all in their brain is video game, right? Kneel down and close their eyes. How do I tackle that tank? The tank? How do I break that wall? Now when they kneel down, all their brain is like that. Do you think when they speak in tongue, Holy Spirit will intercede this for them to bring to God. God, this guy is thinking about shooting up tank. Now, this is my personal interpretation. Holy Spirit is like a filter, huh? He will pray for you according to the will of God. Huh? This is my personal understanding. Huh? So this is not will of God. You pray, you think about your life. You're absent-minded. How could this be will of God? He will fill it out. So really speaking in tongues to me is really very wonderful. Huh? Very good things. That it's God's will to pray. Filter the bad things away. It will not bring this scent, yeah? Because this when you burn incense, this is bad incense. This do not smell good. You will not bring it to God. Huh? So through this mighty power of Holy Spirit, we are able to obtain glory. And another thing is that 28 is also one thing. Even though on earth you might encounter many trials and difficulties, right? But he promised you, well, if you have come to this kind of understanding, it's much easier in your life. Huh? Please read verse 28. Yes. Everything works for good to those who love God. So brethren, on this earth, right, all you need to do is love God. If you love God, good things may happen to you, and bad things may happen to you. Now, even bad things may happen to you, you don't want bad things, you do not invite bad things. This bad thing, we're talking about, you do not have a job, you cannot go to school you like to go to. Maybe you cannot graduate, even though you try your very best. Or maybe maybe you got sick, or you lost a family member. All those bad things, you feel like frustrated and so forth. But all these will edify those who love God. Will work good for those who love God. For some reason, believe it or not. If you truly love God, you can always learn something from the bad things that occur to you. Oh. This is only through experience, right? Can you, I don't know, do you have suffering? You are American kids, do you have suffering? I don't know if you have suffering. Or, but I'm telling you, we are doomed to suffer. 我们受苦也是命定的。How do you say that in English? We are destined to suffer. We are destined to suffer. Bible says, in order to enter the kingdom of God, you need to suffer. This suffering is really from God. We are not talking about only schools. Sometimes really things happen. You know what? Recently, this brother died. About 4 or 5 years ago, when I was preparing the Book of Romans, that incident happened 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. There's a guy, is my age, his name is Glenn. How are you, Brother Glenn? Brother Glenn, he was not married, and he had a fiance. At that time, he was 40-some years old already. Now, his parents were so happy. He was so happy. Finally, he can find someone to get married, right? But Brother Glenn, before the marriage, he got hospitalized. And he told his fiance, no problem. The doctor says only a small surgery, right? After surgery, I'll be able to come out very quickly, right? But guess what? Brother Glenn went in and never come out. Oh, really, it's really, very tough time for the fiance and for the parents. Now, but the Bible says anything was good for those who love him. So I keep observing. So what, God, what is good? You know, this is such a terrible thing, right? How do I comfort the fiancé? How do I comfort the father? I don't know what to do. I cannot see where are the good things, right? And then I realized, God is amazing. Because his fiancé was not a believer, right? At that moment, God gave his fiancé Holy Spirit. And at the same time, I can see that the parents' faith, because they are deacon. His father is a deacon, his mother is a deaconess. When I call them to comfort them, actually they comfort me. They told me, just like someone says the other day, God give and God takes away. The name of God is worthy of praise. I was so shocked. I said, Brother Saul, wow, really, it's amazing how you can say this kind of word. You lost your son. You are 70 some years old. Your son is 40 some years old. You lost your son. And you are able to say this word. So I really learned that everything was good for those who love God. But you need to learn from the positive side. You know, some people are very negative, you know. No matter what they see, they always complain, complain, complain. Then if you never see the good side, always complain, 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 then you will be the one who died in the wilderness, it says the Israelite people. Oh, the manna is tasteless. Oh, we have no water to drink. Why do you bring us out here to be killed to die in this area? Right? Keep complaining. But Moses had different angle. Moses said, if you think about this 40 years, right? Any of you, like your shoes are wear off, your shoes are broken, your feet got swollen, God, even though God trained you, but still God take good care of you. They are able to look from the positive side. So if you truly love God and look at positive side, you always can learn lesson. Then the glory will be always there. Of course, I will say maybe when the thing first occurs, you cannot take it. But after you pray and you meditate, you can always learn good things from it. Sometimes even good things happen if you cannot see it, you won't appreciate neither. Once upon a time, I read a little story from Reader's Digest, and there were two guys sitting at the other side of the pool, right? Pool, swimming pool. And suddenly there was a dog walking on the water, walking in the water and go to their side. And one guy talked to me, look, the dog is walking on the water. The other guy said, come on, how come the dogs do not know how to swim? Right. Now even the amazing thing occurs, you still think, well, it's nothing. Now there's a guy, right, he went on vacation. There's a beautiful oceans. It's an ocean house, right? The house is by the ocean, and they have a good vacation over there. It's a hotel, actually, right? So when he tried to check out from the hotel, right? And the manager asked him, so how's your staying over here? He said, oh, I cannot stand it. The wave is too noisy. So you can see, people are very strange. People are Chinese, let me say in Chinese, you interpret for me, right? 仁者心之气也。Man, man is a vessel of heart. No, not right. This is not right. Man, it really has to do with your heart. Your heart thinks it is beautiful, it is good. Then, even though it is bad environment, it's still good. Your heart thinks it is bad, even though you are a living nation, it still is bad. But if you truly love God, you can always look from the angle, bird eyes view, ego's view, ego's view. Then, everything that occurs to you will be good. Then it will, this kind of concept, will help you to go through difficulty time, and you are able to reach the glory in the future. So we need to understand, everything is only for good, not for bad. Another help, chapter 8. Now we talk about help from the Holy Spirit. Right? Actually, God Himself also help us. Verse 29, talk about we are very lucky because we have God, right? Verse 29 to 31 first. Yudiana, please read. Yudiana, yeah.
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against
us? Yes, even though you have many difficulties, there's one condition. If God is for you, who can against you? This is so amazing, right? In this world, if you love God, right, everything is worked for good for those God. If God is for you, who can go against you? Sometimes you look at Abraham's life, right? Abraham, he did wrong in the human eyes, right? He lied to people. This is my sister, not my wife. Then Abimelech the king took the wife away, And then at this point in time, from human perspective, hey, it's your fault. Abraham, you yourself say it is your sister, not your wife, right? So eventually your wife will be taken away. But guess what? When God appeared, what did God says? God says that, hey, don't you know that is other people's fault? Return it, otherwise what? Your house will be in trouble. And ask that person to pray for you. Now, you know, God, just like your family member, like your father, even though sometimes you do some mistake, he's still staying beside you, like your arms, right? Your arms always folding in this way, right? Can your arm folding the other way? Cannot, right? So there's a Chinese saying, your arms always folding, always protect your own people. You don't protect those who do not belong to you. So today you are the children of God. Your Heavenly Father will be always for you. Sometimes, even though we feel like we are very unworthy, we're like pigs, right? Very unworthy for the grace of God. Like even Joshua, right? Joshua wear a garment, a dirty garment serving God. And Satan was sending by Joshua. And God simply said, this is the one I like, right? Even though accuse him, but this is the one I like. Ask angel to change the garment, give him a new one, to show that indeed, even though sometimes we are very weak, God is still for us, helping us. And from histories, in salvation history, how did God truly help you and love you? Please read verse 29. Yes.
And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
So really God love you. He predestined you. He called you. He justified you. And he give you glory. Four processes. So brethren, we are predestined. Before the creation of earth, your name is known. Your name is known. God really wants to choose you. What is predestined? This is my personal understanding of predestination.
Because busy people, see this all, this all the time, right? Now, assuming this is karma, can you say, there's a day of creation, feeling of creation, time and space, right? This under time and space. Huh? How is that? And this end of time, of this earth, right? Creation and this is salvation over here, right? And God is over here. This is above, let's say this is above the level of God. This is, this other than space, this is the level of God. Over here, God is yesterday, today, tomorrow, right? Right? So over here, God knows everything. There's no destination, right? Let me ask you a question. Does God have eyes? Does God have an arm? Does God have a feet? Over here, over here. Over here, God has eyes, a feet, a arm. Or when the Bible says God has an arm, God has a feet, it's also about under human time and space, right? God, for you to understand who is God, right? Here God has an eye so he can take care of you, right? Look at you. Over there, God is spirit, right? And I understood, yeah. So you can see, when we look at predestination, actually talk about in salvation history, yeah? There is a predestination. And over here, everything is clear. How come this predestination, right? So when God knows predestination, is talk about in salvation history. God knows you, oh, God knows you.
And you are predestined. And the Bible, predestination, is always talk about love. The Bible never say God predestined Ian to go to hell. The Bible never use predestination in a negative way. So under human history, like you can God change his mind? Under human history, salvation history, can God change his mind? Does God have the right to change his mind? Yes, right? So when Ninevite people was repent, God changed his mind. So maybe God predestined to call you, you can say, I don't want you calling. Under salvation history, right? Now, under about God is yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Everything is done already, right? But under salvation history, God can also change your mind. God may predestine you to save you, but he might say, I don't want to be safe. He might change your mind also, right? God can change his mind also according to your choices, right? Hello? Okay. So indeed, predestination is talking about the love of God. He predestined you and call you and justify you. So how do the Lord predestine a person and call a person and they don't just a person? How did he do that? According to understanding, there are two ways, right? Number one, allow you to be born in TJC family. Right? Agree? And move your father to baptize you. So he predestined you, call you, justify you, and give you glory. Second thing is like Adrian, right? God give you opportunity to encounter with brothers and sisters. And then after you come into the church, God open your hearts so you are able to understand the word of God. You know, many people come to the church, you know? Some people simply cannot understand what your guy is talking about. They cannot understand. Because the Holy Spirit did not open their heart. Remember Paul, Paul went to a riverside to preach, right? The Bible says, God just moved Lydia. Lydia's heart was open. He was able to understand the saying of Paul. So many things is like that. Huh? So a lot of time you like to hear like an eloquent person to speak eloquent words. Huh? But actually chosen is not by eloquent sermon. Huh? Chosen is by God himself. Huh? So you should not really pick which person to speak, then you choose to listen or not to listen. Huh? Because everything is done by God. God can open the person's heart and he is able to understand. But even though he can be understand, huh? But he may not want to receive water baptism. You know, in Jesus' history, we also see the same person. Huh? We know a person. Huh? He's a doctor, physician doctor, right? His wife is a church member. Now, if somebody has fatal disease, he cannot able to heal it, right? He will say, you should go to True Jesus Church. True Jesus Church has God, right? God will help you. But he himself, he said, but God is not for me. God is only for you guys. He understands the truth. He knows that God is in church, but he do not believe God is for him. So maybe he can understand. He will still not be able to accept it. But those who God truly called, huh, will go through these processes, and later on, they shall receive glory. Huh? So again, this is from God himself. Huh? So it's God calling you, not you, God. So sometimes you're thinking about, you know, evangelizing to your friends is very difficult. Actually, it's not. If that person really God want him, it's very easy. Now you may say that, oh, since God has predestined already, I don't need to preach. Is it true? Not true. Because every seed, right? Every grain. Until you sow it, until you bury that seed in the ground and water it, you never know if that seed is going to grow, right? You do not know if the light is in that seed. So still, even though people are saved by God's predestination, it doesn't say, then I do not need to preach. Or you cannot say, I am predestined for salvation already, so I don't need to go to church. Again, we just say, under human history, God might decide according to a personal decision also. Oh, this is something for us. This is my personal understanding for you, for your reference. Oh. Now, let's talk about, now we want to go to go to receive the glory of God. We might encounter some obstacles. How do we overcome those obstacles? Huh? Please read Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans 8, 31. 31. We just read it. Yobra, please read.
31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?
32.
32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
If God is help us, who can against us? Huh? He even gave his son for us and justify us. Huh? Can you read him until 34?
33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. 34. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us.
Even though Jesus Christ is still praying for us, so really God is really helping us. Now, so today, overcome obstacles, we shall rely on God himself. Now, not only rely on God, in our daily life, we shall full of love of God, full of God's love. Please read 35 to 37. 35 to 39. Read it through. Albert.
35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? 36. As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. 38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in the Christ Jesus our Lord.
To me, this is indeed the climax of the writing over here. Really, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Brethren, I know a lot of time you feel very frustrated and struggle on earth, right? But truly, nothing can separate from the earth of God. Not because you get F in your test. F in the test cannot separate from the love of God. Not because you cannot find a good job. Not because you are sick. Oh, nothing. Not because like you sometimes you feel like you are nothing but a piece of dirt. Self-inferior feeling. Oh, nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Even one day you commit mortal sin. Actually, you feel like God deserted you already, you shall still continue to come to the church and pursue after God. That nothing separates you from the love of God. Keep pursuing. And here, this is very interesting, right? 38. No matter it is death or life, let's talk about this world, right? Death and life, right? And future world, what? Dominion and power. And time-wise, now and future. And space-wise, 39, high or low. Nothing, no? Space-wise, time-wise, spiritual realm-wise, earthly-wise, nothing. Nothing is able to separate you from the love of God. Meaning that you shall continue to pursue, remain in the love of God. This is Paul's post feeling, nothing. So this is indeed very touching. Keep ourselves in the love of God. Any question? Then we are able to receive the glory, if we keep ourselves in the love of God. Any question? If not, we shall continue. We're going to talk about salvation of Israel people. One of your Q&A question asking about, can Jewish people have salvation? Will God choose them? The truth of justification by faith also applied to Israelites. In Roman church, the Jewish believer was the minority. They want Gentile people to receive circumcision, but Paul gives them the truth of justification. Even though there are very few Jewish people who receive salvation in church Roman, but Paul talk about Israelites one day will be saved. Do you see any Jewish people become TCC member nowadays? In your church, any Jewish people become TCC member? Anybody come from San Diego? Dallas? No Jewish. San Diego, there used to be a brother, right? What is his name? Raymond. Your uncle. Taylor, he's a Jew. He wanted to be a full-time preacher, actually, at the very beginning. But later on, I think he had illness, right? What kind of illness is it? Lupus. Passed away several years ago, right? He was a Jew, Jewish people. We do not have too many Jewish people in two-tier church yet. But according to the Bible, according to Paul's understanding of God's mysteries, Jewish for sure, one day, the remnant, yeah? What is remnant? Water. Remnant, R-A-M-N-A-N-T, right? Remnant. Leftover, yes. The leftover of Jewish people will have salvation. Oh, this is according to the promise of God. Please read chapter 9, verse 1 to 5. The Bible here talks about Paul has great affectionate toward Jewish people. Chapter 9, verse 1 to 5. Samuel, would you please read?
that I have great sorrow and continue grief in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory.
Wait, the adoption, right? Jewish people have privilege. Number one, they were adopted, they are called son of God. Son, huh? Jewish people are called son of God. Continue.
The glory,
yeah? They are able to behold God's glory, Mount Sinai, Jewish people, yeah? Continue.
The covenant.
Covenants. The covenants, consider they are not only covenants under Mount Sinai, huh? Sinai, Zivye. Also, covenants in Moab land. This is recorded in Deuteronomy, the end of Deuteronomy. There are many covenants, even like in Jewish history, like there's a covenant between God and David's family also. Many covenants, covenants also belong to them. Continue.
Beginning of the law.
Law. Mosaic law. Continue.
The service of God.
Yes, the ceremony. Consider how to serve God. Continue.
And the promises.
Promises, huh? God gave them a lot of promise. So you can see Jewish people have a lot of privilege. Verse 5.
Of whom are the fathers and from whom according to the flesh? Christ came through his overall, the eternally blessed God.
Jesus Christ is a Chinese? No, he's a Jewish people. Yeah? He was Jew, he was born under the sons of David. Huh? So you can see, indeed, Israelites has many privilege. And Paul here says, I always worry about his own race. I feel sorrow for them. Even for them, he is willing to be cursed. This is great love. Brethren, you shall have love toward your own race. Now, we you come to this country, you become America. Are you American or Chinese or Hungarian? Not Hungarian. Huh? Romanian, sorry brother. Are you considering yourself American or Chinese or Romanian?
American.
You're American, right? I asked my son, are you American or Chinese? He said, I'm American. I asked him, why? He said, because I eat hamburger. But you're American, but look, brother and sister, really, now majority of you're American, right? But believers are still Chinese, huh? We have maybe thousands of Indians, thousands of African, but we have very few other races. Very few other races. We have hundreds of, maybe thousands of Korean. Thousands of Korean, I think. What else do we have? Huh?
Hawaiian.
Hawaii. I would not say Hawaii, I would say Polynesian. Where maybe thousands of Polynesian, including Taiwan, tons of Polynesian people. But still, American, we have not too many Americans. So you shall have burden of preach the gospel to American. You know, some people have different mentality. Like, for example, I'm sorry to say this, but it is true. When you go to Kenya, we got to give them a concept. Brother, we come here to preach gospel to help you, not you help us. Now, at the very beginning stage, your Kenyan brother and sister, they have a concept that they help us to preach the gospel to Kenyan people. But we told them, no, not you help us. We are Chinese, you are Kenyan. You help your own race. If they think they help us, we need to give them money, right? You help me, I need to give you money, right? That is mentality. They, very beginning, you went into a false brother. They are only hoping that you give, you don't need to come. Just give me money, then we will. No, they are thinking that they are helping True Jesus Church to build up True Jesus Church in Kenya. But we are saying, no, this is not kind of brethren. This is your race. Now you will receive the truth. You shall feel like you have the mission and obligation to help your own race now, to help your own people. That kind of mentality. That's why Paul have this kind of mentality. Even Moses has this kind of mentality. They all feel like, even though I preach, I can truly sacrifice my life for my race. Sacrifice my life. So Paul says that, even I got cursed. Did he say I got cursed?
Yes.
I got cursed, huh? And no portion with Jesus Christ. Even I go to hell. Of course, he did not do anything wrong. It's only his heart, huh? You know, if you have this kind of mentality, you'll never go to hell. But I'm not asking you to do bad things, huh? But you have good hearts to help your own people. Like two people. Old Testament is Moses. New Testament is what? Paul. They all have this kind of mentality. Because of love, they rather die for other people. For other people's salvation. So we shall remember to preach to our own race. Next slides. Now, another concept that then Paul continued to talk about another concept, chapter 6. Not all Jews will have salvation, huh? Chapter 6. Even though God promised that, you know, Abraham's children will have salvation, but not all Jews have salvation. Chapter 9, verse 6. Grady. Yes, huh? Not all descendants of Israel are Israel, right? So, how many sons do Abraham has on earth? On earth, not according to promise. How many? Eight. You all know that, right? Anybody disagree? Abraham has 8 sons on earth. 6 is from Keturah. 1 is from Hagar. The other is from Sarah, right? But in among these 8 people, who has salvation? Only Isaac, right? How many children does Isaac have? 2. God only choose who? Jacob. So you can see, not all the descendants of Abraham receive salvation. As a matter of fact, they want to become enemy to one another, right? September 11, who come to attack us? Huh? Who? Bin Laden. Who is Bin Laden? What kind of race is Bin Laden? Huh? Hello? Nobody know? Iraq. Really? Huh? Nobody know? Arabian. One of the Arabian, right? You know, Arabian Muslim actually also honor Abraham as their forefather, oh? Really, Muslim, huh? So actually, why Bin Laden want to attack USA? Because USA is for Jewish people. Why USA is for Jewish people? Because Jewish people is very important in USA. They control the Wall Street. They control the Jewish people left to Wall Street clubs. Really, the American cannot afford enough for Jewish people. Now, so you can see, Jewish people and Arabian people, even nowadays, they are still enemy to one another people. And they are all descendants of Abraham. So not all descendants of Abraham can have salvation. Paul point out. Huh? And Paul also point out one thing. Huh? God has absolute right to choose his own people. Chapter 9, verse 16. Chapter 9, 14 to 16. Jimmy, would you please read?
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy.
Amen. So actually, choosing is by God, huh? Sin came to this world through one man. Sin is a choice of man. We are doomed to hell. That is because of our own choice, right? Now God come to predestine someone to a salvation. God loved Jacob and hate Esau. Of course, this hate is relative, right? Now, hey. Simply says that God never interfere in Esau's life. But when Jacob, even though he did not know God well, on the way to his uncle's house, God appeared in the dream to Jacob. God intervened. Intervene? Is that right English? Huh? Intervene, is it right English? Intervene. Huh? God intervened into Jacob's life, so sharing a dream and tell him that I'm your father's, the God of your father, right? So we can see when the Bible says God hated Esau, simply say that God did not intervene in his life to choose him. Sometimes you can say, well, God is not fair. How come God choose him and do not choose me? I think I gave you a story in the past, right? Let's say if a rich man go to orphanage, right? And the children want to adopt one of the person in the orphanage, and he happened to choose not you. Can you talk to the orphanage? Hey, you are not fair. How come only choose him, not me? Huh? Can you say that? Because you are orphanage. This is his right. This is right. Now, I give an example because I was very impressed by when I go to Canada, right? You go to Canada, several years ago, many people are hitchhiking, right? Do you still see people hitchhiking now? No, right? Do you pick up hitchhiking people? Do you pick up hitchhiking people? You don't. Why? Why you don't pick up hitchhiking people? Because policemen suggest you not to, yeah? Is that right? Hello? No, can the one who doing this say, and he passed by, and he did not pick it up. He said, oh, this guy is a big guy. He never want to pick me up. Can you, if you're the one who do this, can you talk to the person who are driving saying, you are not fair. You only pick up the one in front of me, not me. Cannot, huh? This is God's absolute chosen right. God, this is right. God is absolute. We cannot say anything. Like a potter, can do anything to the clay. Please read verse 19. Verse 19. Because again, it's your personal choice. Now, it's not God's fault. We cannot blame God. Because we already choose to sin at the very beginning. Verse 19. Debbie, would you please read?
You will then say to me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will?
Continue.
No, but O man, who are you who replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me this way?
21.
Does not the potter have power over the clay, in the same love to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor?
22.
What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction?
23.
And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared to glory.
So everything God is in control. Huh? Just the Bible uses a potter and clay. Huh? How many of you ever go to a potter's factory or display room? How many? Yeah, you do. Conley Wheel, huh? Time is up. Now, give me 1 second, right? Now, I'll be finished it very soon. Now, if you go to Conley Wheel is in New York. Conley Wheel, right? Sometimes you find some vessels, it's very big. Conley Wheel, you can find Qing Dynasty, Huapen, right? Very big. It's one piece could be for thousands of dollars. And some of them is very small, Huapen, huh? Vase, huh? And it's $3 per piece. You go to Conley, you can buy that one and put it in a pocket, and then give it to your kids. Hey, this is from Conley Wheel, yeah? This is cell phone. And actually, they are the same material, right? They are the same material. Basic material is the same. Some are baking longer or refined better. Some are not. But if you happen to be that little one, can you complain to Conley Wheel's boss? Hey, how do you make me this little? And the other guy is 1,000, me $3. Because we are mad, we cannot complain. But even though God make you $3, doesn't mean you do not have a purpose, right? You $3, more people like you because you are cheaper. So doesn't mean... So you shall not look down on yourself. Accept who you are and be the best of yourself. Let's pray in silence. Amen.